I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about Christmas. Christmas is a-coming. It's time to get decorating. It's a Tree Time Trend Tuesday with us, Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder. And you can hear all about the latest Christmas decorating trends with Tree Time's Lori Kane. Lori, how are you today?
Great, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We have also invited Frank Fontana in the studio to discuss some of the Tree Time trends that are going on. Lori, what do you have for us? What are we featuring today?
Well, you guys know that Christmas has kind of always been about the lights.
Sure.
There's lights in your Christmas trees, lights in your wreath, lights in your garland.
Our halos.
And halo, that's right.
Yep.
So it's kind of a lot of times the light that creates the mood. And nowadays, they have available so many new, cool lights. So there's a lot of small, little LED lights that are battery operated. So people have kind of gone nuts with cool design ideas. A lot of these lights have timers. They have like eight functions. They can twinkle. They can change colors. They come in all shapes and sizes. So we're adding them to all types of Christmas decor.
Now, Frank, you, of course, in the design business, people can and do use lights everywhere around their house now. It's not just the mantle and the tree.
I'm seeing more and more people keeping lights up year-round.
I love it.
And or repurposing, you know, string lights to create decor throughout the house. So, yeah, absolutely. Christmas is alive and kicking most of the year and in a lot of households. You know, with regular ambient lighting, there's a couple things that I suggest where, you know, if you have sconces, which I, you know, to me, the holidays are all about romance and about nostalgia. And, you know, like and the only way you create that was great lighting, right? Hey, Lori, how are you, by the way?
Good, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a minute, but hi.
And Bill, you mentioned something. There was a beautiful centerpiece that you actually saw at Tree Time when you were there. It was almost like a giant hurricane light, and there was greenery and there was lights in there.
Right.
Didn't Terry then go on and make something? Or
She did it last year, and her plan is to do it again this year.
It's so cool.
It's amazing because when you look at it, your brain isn't trained to think about how exactly those lights are existing. You're just taking it in as a picture, and so many people see stuff like that both at our house and at Tree Time, and they comment on it because it's stunning to look at. It's so visually pleasing.
You see how inspired Bill is right now?
Yeah. Yep.
I've never seen him so passionate talking about
the holidays.
Yeah. And you know, I'm seeing a lot of lights on sweaters, Bill, and I'm feeling like you might own one of those.
Lori, if people come out to Tree Time, quite honestly, it is just amazing to walk in there. My niece and great nephew were out there this past Sunday, and I know Dean was out there with his bow and arrow. But there
are
so many inspirational things. Now, we mentioned the mantle, we mentioned the Christmas tree. Where else can we use these beautiful lights as we light it up this year?
So one of the places that our customers have been loving is if you have any like mantle decor that's maybe not, or like let's say a centerpiece, you've got a beautiful centerpiece on your table and maybe it's, you know, artificial or maybe it's even real. We have these little clusters of the thin wired lights that are battery operated. So you can put those right in your centerpiece and it just adds kind of like you guys were talking about. It adds that magic, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, whoa, and then you turn down the lights and it's just kind of instant update of whatever your decor is. The other place that we're featuring a lot of lights that everybody's loving is tree toppers. So, you know, we have a lot of the traditional stars or angels, but kind of taking like the floral picks or some of the maybe non-traditional tree toppers and adding pops of those lights kind of give it that heavenly feel. So that's another customer favorite we're seeing this year.
You know, a little trick that I've done with some, you know, those kind of icicle lights that cascade down.
Sure, I love those.
So one year we took a like semi-transparent tablecloth and strung on the exterior of our rectangle dining table on the edge so that the tablecloth kind of was over the lights and it created a faint like flickering snow effect.
Oh, nice.
As a skirt.
Wow.
As a skirt to the table, which was a really unique way to use lighting. And you know, the lighting, God, you know, for me, I think so many different ways you could do that idea of creating a hanging light fixture with a wrap around it, some kind of semi-translucent material.
Mm-hmm. Cheesecloth, maybe?
Cheesecloth, yes. Yeah.
What is up with you? Yeah. You're into this.
He is totally into this.
I'm grandma's favorite elf, Frank.
like Chevy Chase, and he's decorating his house better than his neighbor.
Here's another thing my wife came up with is in our fireplace, nothing beats a fire at Christmas. It looks beautiful, but sometimes instead of having the fire go, she'll put a bunch of candles in there, and then the little Italian lights around the candles, it just sparkles. It looks so nice.
Italian lights?
Yeah.
What do those look like?
And Lori, so
hey, Joey, bring the lights.
As those two continue to talk, have things changed? I just know in the old days of our old artificial Christmas tree, you always worried about the lights starting a fire, and they had to be UL listed, Underwriters Laboratory, which is based, I think, here or Wisconsin, somewhere nearby
here.
In the Midwest. It is here. So with these little bead lights and everything, safety is not of concern. LED doesn't get that hot, does it?
Yeah, and the lights are still UL listed, so that's still something we do. But yeah, those little LED lights, the technology made them so cool. They're portable, they're battery operated. A lot of times the other thing is they're on a timer. So let's say you want your lights to turn on at 5 o'clock every night. You turn the lights on, they'll stay on for 6 hours, and then they'll turn off. So you don't put batteries in every day because you forgot to turn the lights off. So it's just kind of all this technology that's come up that's really made, the Christmas tree lights are like not hot, the timers. And then people also really like the twinkle of the lights. A lot of them have these functions that just kind of twinkle, and it's not like an annoying flash. It just kind of makes you feel like your tree is all just twinkling. So those are things that people are loving.
Lori, I hope you'll agree with me. You either want them twinkling or you want them constant. You don't want to mix them, do you?
Well,
it's okay to mix them. Yeah,
they do. Yeah, some people like it like a little more, a little more. And they do have functions that do some kind of like dancing and things like that, and that can be kind of fun, but maybe not as a long-term thing.
It's dizzying if it's too much.
Bill, yeah, I think so.
Bill and Wendy, do you guys do timers, or are you still old school where you right before bed, everyone goes upstairs, you unplug the lights?
Yes. We do timers.
You do timers?
Yeah. I do it that way because it's a ceremony.
I'm with you.
I like the ceremony.
100%.
Yep.
To me, that's part of the Christmas thing is like dad's the last one to go up, and he goes over, makes sure the light's unplugged.
You got to crawl between the couch and a chair to get to the plug. I love that.
All right. That's the guy's view, and Lori, it may be a male-female thing, but the reason I use a timer on our beautiful tree time Christmas tree is because when I go up to bed, I like to see the slow glimmer of the Christmas tree, and then as I fall asleep, it turns itself off.
Yeah, or your Jimmy Mac doesn't.
We're just a little more efficient, Wendy.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. I have noticed now, Frank and I both live in the LaGrange area, a lot of historic houses with big front porches. And I noticed that people have year-round lights on the top of their porches.
You're looking at one of them. Yeah.
So I think our fascination with lighting things up is just getting bigger and brighter.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree. And I just think the technology is just enabling it, and lights are showing up everywhere. Because in the end, we all just like light.
It's ambiance. It's energy. That's the number one way to create a mood is using lighting.
Sure.
And to be able to control it. Are you seeing dimmers attached to the timer? So you're talking about the tech version of Christmas. How about dimmers to be able to control the amount of brightness coming out of that?
Yes, we are seeing that, especially on some of the LED lights, because the LED lights can be a little bit brighter, and some people like that and other people don't. So some of the LED lights are coming with dimmers so that you can control that brightness level. So, yeah, that's something that's part of it.
Those icicle lights, there's an effect where it makes it look like there's not just icicles, but they're kind of like dripping.
I
love that. That looks really cool.
A mid-melt drip.
Yeah.
All right, well, get to tree time as soon as you can because some of the tree models sell out very quickly, but you still have a large supply. What hours are you operating out? What's the address again, Bill? You seem to have...
21102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington.
Is that right, Lori?
That's right. You got it.
Good memory.
Thank you. I'm a human GPS system.
So what are your hours now? Because this is the time you need to start decorating.
We are open Monday through Friday, 10 till 6, and on Thursdays in November, we stay open until 8, and then Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5.
All right, and we are giving all the listeners a chance to win a $200 Tree Time shopping spree, so you can update your holiday decor with your own favorite trend. You can light it up or whatever you want. Just enter online at WGNradio.com/contests. Everyone else should go to treetime.com, correct, Lori?
Yep, we'd love to have you come visit us or go to our website.
Thanks, Lori. Looking forward
Thank
to seeing you,
guys.
You. We can't wait for you to come and decorate the studio. That's coming up soon, right?
Yes, we're coming down today, actually.
Excellent. Oh. Awesome. I'm hanging around there.
Nice.
Excellent. She's Lori Kane. Thank you so much. TreeTime.com. That's our Tree Time Trend Tuesday.